Yeah, it was a close one. We thought that, you know, we might at half time have had Huddersfield measure, but in the end, obviously, it wasn't to be.
What were the key moments? I mean, obviously, there were key moments in that game.
Yeah, obviously, you know, everyone that's here, the key moment was, I suppose, we got penalised for obstruction, go and score a try, and then to Huddersfield credit, they got up the other end and they kicked the ball and they got a bounce and they scored, and, you know, it's a bit of a big hit on us, I suppose, and, you know, from there, Huddersfield managed to hang on.
Was that too cruel? Was it, in your opinion, the right decision?
Oh, I'll have a good look at the video. I don't want to make a comment now until I have a real good look at the video.
What about the reaction of your players to that and giving it a good go at the back end?
Yeah, the boys competed hard today. There's no doubt about it. And I'm sure if you ask Paul Anderson, he'll tell you it was a pretty close game. But unfortunately, you know, in the end, Huddersfield prevailed.
Do you think the difference was the officials?
No. We know that, you know, there's parts of our game that we got to improve, and, you know, certain parts of our game that just let us down tonight. And, you know, if we had done a little bit better in a couple of areas, we could have sneaked a win.
Well, margins are small. What specific areas are you talking about there, Craig?
Way too many areas attacking Huddersfield's line. You know, we'd either seem to score a try or give up possession, and, you know, we really need to work hard on that.
So, obviously, you know, that could have put you in the eight. It hasn't. It's one game less. I suppose it's just carry on and train and keep the basics.
Yeah, 100%. It's just about working hard. And, you know, I thought tonight was a real good effort from the boys. You know, don't forget Huddersfield. Geez, they've got some class players. And, you know, it was a real tight tussle there. And unfortunately, we weren't quite good enough tonight.
No Neville Costigan tonight?
Yeah, his knees wasn't good enough, unfortunately.
Does that mean that you kind of regret not taking the early guilty plea then?
Yeah, possibly, but, you know, who knows what happens down there. He might have got 6 weeks, who knows.
Right, so how bad is that knee?
Oh, it's not too bad. Hopefully he'll get some treatment. We don't play till the following Sunday now, so hopefully he'll be okay.
And Jordan Cox broke his ankle a month ago, and he plays tonight. How's that happen?
Yeah, there was only a small fracture, and it healed really well. And so, you know, obviously, if it was a big break, he wouldn't have been playing. So, you know, he's done well, Jordan.
Can I talk about the young guns in the side, and with Jordan Cox and James Green and Aaron Ollett as well? They've had to step up to the plate, and I think they've done that tonight, haven't they?
Yeah, they held their own tonight, and they're doing well. And it's a big learning curve for those boys, but, you know, tonight was another step forward for them.
And against his former club, Greg Eden, probably defensively the best game that he's played for an awful long time in a Robin shirt.
Yeah, I thought he had a decent game tonight, Greg, and, you know, he set up a nice try there. So, you know, he's slow and steady for Greg, but overall I was happy with him tonight.
Where are you at with players perhaps coming back for next week?
I'd suggest maybe Neville perhaps, but he's possibly the only one.
And did you pick up some injuries this evening as well?
I hope not, but, you know, I always say they haven't, then come tomorrow morning the boys pull up lame, so at this stage, nothing.
But you have got that turnaround. Can I ask you as well, because everybody wants to know, there's a contract lying on the table. How long is it going to be lying on the table for you?
Oh, look, you know, it's a tough one, mate. It's hard to get hold of, Neil. You know, in this industry, you know, you work pretty hard and some pretty long hours, and, you know, I'm sure, you know, I'll talk to Neil, you know, in due course.
Won't be a problem, will it? Obviously, you love it here.
Yeah, of course I love it here. And, you know, we've basically reached an agreement. So, you know, I'm happy and hopefully the board's happy and we'll move on.
Is it just a question of getting together and getting a pen out?
Well, basically. But, you know, at the moment, you know, you just asked me after, you know, a pretty close game. So I'm more focused on the boys at the moment.
Yeah, I know you are. But it's what the fans want to know about, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so, but, you know, as I said, you know, I'm just disappointed tonight. You know, I really thought we, you know, had opportunity there and weren't quite good enough.